Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Thursday afternoon, a nice-looking afternoon. Austin will be jumping all over the five-day forecast for us coming up in just a few minutes here. Let's go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Florida's Republican leaders are trying to determine how to proceed with budget negotiations. Now, with a July 1st start of the new fiscal year bearing down, lawmakers remain deadlocked. House members extended the legislative session until June 30th. Lawmakers say business is moving at a snail's pace.
And the Environmental Protection Agency says it's delaying the timeline for water utilities to comply with reducing some PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Now the EPA is proposing to extend a compliance deadline to 2031 for two of the most common PFAS chemicals, PFOA and PFOS. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to certain cancers or damage to the liver and immune systems.
Okay, and number three this afternoon, the National Hurricane Center issued its first daily tropical outlook for the 25 hurricane season this morning. And the news? Pretty darn good. Tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. This hurricane season, the NHC will issue tropical outlooks twice a day until the season ends November 30th. By the way, the first named storm of the season will be Andrea.
All righty, just about 6:15 on the nose here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Let's say, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and still have some minor congestion lingering on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of those couple spots, there shouldn't be much holding you up at this moment. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 81 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be essentially the same from a temperature standpoint. It's going to be partly cloudy, high of 85, low of 74.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Austin, you knew it might happen. Now it has. An unidentified man hospitalized following a bear attack in Gulf Breeze. Happened on St. Joseph Circle around 2 o'clock this morning.
Santa Rosa 911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
Yes, I need it. I think I need ambulance. I need it. I just got bit by a bear in my backyard. It tried to attack my dog. Okay. And I went to rescue my dog, and it bit me in my leg.
I need you to take a breath. What's your address?
It bit my leg, man. That's up.
What is your address?
Emergency officials confirm the male victim was, or actually is, in his 40s. He was transported to Sacred Heart Hospital for his injuries. FWC is investigating that incident.
And the Washington Aquatic Center is opening for school district employees and their families starting June 3rd and running through July 31st. Families can enjoy the pool on Mondays and Wednesdays from noon to 2 p.m. And Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2. Activities include water aerobics, lap swimming, and areas for kids featuring water basketball and diving boards. Access is free for school district employees who present their ID badges, and it's only open for district employees and not the general public.
Well, today is Peace Officers Memorial Day. It's a national day of observance for fallen police officers. If you want to pay your respects to Escambia County's fallen, there's a new memorial at the sheriff's office.
Yeah, for the better part of a year now, we have been working on upgrading our memorial to make it more of a focal point at this in front of the sheriff's office. And again, it's the two sides. The first side is the memorial side. And then there is what we call a plaza side, which is stadium seating,
okay.
three or four levels of that. And then there's a star in the middle, and it allows us to better pay the respects to those who paid that ultimate sacrifice.
That's Sheriff Chip Simmons. They held a memorial service this morning honoring 15 deputies and two canine officers that have paid the ultimate price. For folks on the north end of the county that want to pay their respects, the old memorial was moved to the substation up in Molino.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, abortion opponents can claim a legal victory as a state appeals court ruled yesterday allowing minors to get abortions without parental consent is in fact unconstitutional. All three judges say that it violates parents' due process rights.
Okay, as of the latest update, 40 wildfires, by the way, burning this afternoon in Florida. The number of wildfires dropping from 66 with a total of 26,000 acres burned. By the way, rain in Central and South Florida has reduced the number of wildfires burning across the state.
All right. And a Bay County attraction drawing attention from state investigators. Officers from the Department of Environmental Protection served a warrant yesterday at Gulf World Marine Park in Panama City Beach. The DEP didn't release any details, but this comes after the city inspected the facilities 2 months ago. Panama City's beach mayor tells local news outlets that problems were found at the sea turtle pool and the stingray petting pool.
Attorneys for Glenn Rogers, who was convicted for the murder of Tina Cribbs, a Florida mother of two, filed a petition and motion for a stay of execution after the Florida Supreme Court rejected the argument. By the way, Rogers is scheduled to be executed this evening in Stuart, Florida.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this. Officials with the Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County issuing a public health advisory at three beaches due to high bacteria levels. Hopefully this doesn't become a statewide trend. They're Clearwater Beach near Mandalay Park, Sand Key County Beach, and Indian Rocks County Beach. Swimming is not recommended, but when new samples show the water is within a safe range, those advisories will be lifted.
619 News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Florida's minimum wage is currently $13 an hour for non-tipped employees, $9.98 for tipped employees. On September 30th, both of those rates will go up another dollar. They'll also go up another buck in 2026 until the state minimum wage is $15 an hour, a move mandated by an amendment Florida voters approved back in 2020.
With us knocking on the door, 620, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting headlines across your nation today.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 623 News Radio 92.3. Not a bad Thursday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. PPI out today. There's another sign that prices ease this spring. Jenny Casola has more for us.
Prices at the wholesale level declined in April. The producer price index was down 0.5%, down 0.4%, excluding food and energy. Economists were expecting a small increase. The Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics says prices of services declined, reflecting weaker demand for air travel and hotel accommodation. Wholesale food prices declined 0.1%. Egg prices before they reached consumers were down 39%, though despite the progress, eggs still cost more than a year ago. For the year ending in April, the PPI increased 2.4%. The Federal Reserve's inflation goal is 2%. Chinny Kosola, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money this afternoon, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow and S&P 500 reversing earlier losses as investors digested retail sales and wholesale inflation data. Tech lag weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of Walmart fell nearly 1%. The world's largest retailer posted better-than-expected quarterly profit and maintained its full-year guidance, but said that price increases were coming due to trade policy changes. The Dow winners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amazon, and Apple. The Dow rising 272 points, the NASDAQ lower by 34, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's been giving us problems all afternoon, but slowly but surely, the congestion's dying down. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 81 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to see some clouds come in that will dissipate throughout your Friday. Friday's high is going to be 85 with yet another low of 74.
Well, those House Republicans are considering consequences for Democrats who they say crossed the line with protests outside an ICE facility in New Jersey. Chad Pergram has more for us.
Reprimand is one of the three official forms of discipline in the House. The next level of discipline is censure. But internal repercussions are not the only issue. The trio could even face arrest.
What happened on May 9th was not oversight. It was a political stunt that put the safety of our law enforcement officers, our agents, our staff, and our detainees at risk. The behavior was lawlessness, and it was beneath this body.
Noem says an investigation is underway. Fox is told arrest remains on the table. Democrats are standing by their colleagues.
Yeah, Fox News host Jeanine Pirro is now Washington, D.C.'s new acting U.S. attorney. The Fox News host was sworn in by Justice Department officials. The 73-year-old former prosecutor and judge was picked by President Trump to replace interim U.S. attorney Ed Martin after his nomination ran into trouble in the Senate.
Well, the Department of Veteran Affairs is aiming to reduce its workforce by 15%. Now, that's on the national side. The local equation, Pensacola VA Clinic, facing uncertainty as the federal deadline for employees to accept deferred resignation approaches. Here's Congressman Jimmy Patronis.
So we're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at our VA issue, whether it be expanding community care, VA hospital. We've been reaching out. I've been working closely with the House chairman over Veterans Affairs to make sure that we understand the needs and how, as great of a place as Mississippi is, there's more of a need in Northwest Florida than there is in Mississippi where the current VA hospital resides.
And Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggesting a meeting between President Trump and President Putin is the only way to move forward with peace talks. Rubio's comments come after an anticipated meeting between Russian and Ukrainian officials in Turkey was downgraded when Putin assigned low-level officials to conduct the talks, and it was later pushed back to tomorrow. The Secretary of State said he does not have high expectations for the direct Russia-Ukraine talks, and he will meet separately with a senior Ukrainian delegation.
A federal court appearance for the Milwaukee judge accused of helping an illegal immigrant evade federal agents last month was taking center stage today. Jeff Manasso has this trending story.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan pleading not guilty to two criminal counts claiming judicial immunity, that she can't be prosecuted for actions taken as a judge. She was arrested last month and a federal grand jury has indicted her for allegedly helping an illegal immigrant inside her courtroom on a battery case avoid immigration agents by sneaking him out through a private exit. Meantime, outside federal courts in Milwaukee, dozens of Dugan supporters.
You don't
handcuff her, and humiliate her. That's not the America that I know.
The federal judge overseeing Dugan's case moving it forward, setting a trial date for late July. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right, and Vice President J.D. Vance leading a U.S. delegation to Pope Leo XIV's inauguration on Sunday. The first American pope will hold an inauguration mass in St. Peter's Square. The delegation traveling with Vance will include Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Vance is the second Catholic VP in U.S. history and met with Pope Francis last month, just hours before his death.
Afternoon sliding by here, 629 News Radio 92.3. President Trump wrapping up his trip to the Middle East. Peter Ducey has the latest from Abu Dhabi.
His team, specifically the financial team, have been fanning out at each stop in these three countries that we've gone to for various meetings. And President Trump is now saying, the way he sees things, this trip has gone better than he expected, with $1.4 trillion over 10 years already added to everything else that they have managed to secure.
And the last 4 days have been really amazing. I think they've been amazing. But it shows you where our country can go.
Peace in Ukraine also still elusive as Putin ghosted Zelensky for peace talks in Turkey today, something President Trump believes would not have happened if he was there.
Bizarre story here. A mother in Texas is arrested for helping her young son plan a school shooting. Here's Carmen Roberts.
A San Antonio mom and golf bar employee was arrested for allegedly buying ammunition, magazines, and tactical gear for her son's desire to carry out acts of mass violence at Rhodes Middle School. Court records show police arrested 33-year-old Ashley Pardo Monday on a charge of aiding in the commission of terrorism. Local media report that before Pardo picked up her son for school, she told his grandmother he was going to be famous. Police detained the boy when he showed up to school Monday wearing a mask, camouflage jacket, and tactical pants. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Okay, sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. President Trump in the final planned stop of his Middle Eastern tour, the United Arab Emirates. He's touting the economic deal secured with the UAE as well as Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
We have now I think substantially over $10 trillion of investment.
The president also says the U.S. and Iran are getting closer to a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The Supreme Court today heard arguments on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. At the same time, the high court took up the administration's request to consider curbing nationwide injunctions by federal district court judges.
The nine Supreme Court justices tried to stay focused on the question at hand today. Can a single district judge shut down a presidential directive for the entire country? The Trump administration has been subjected to a slew of nationwide injunctions.
That's Fox's Shannon Bream reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest thing. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola. By the river on a Friday night, beer in middle cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan just to live in
Pensacola right now, yeah, with Chris and Austin.
On the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But
here's today's top three stories.
Well, Florida's Republican leader is trying to determine how to proceed with budget negotiations. Now, with a July 1st start of the new fiscal year bearing down, lawmakers remain deadlocked. House members extended the legislative session until June 30th, but lawmakers say business is moving at a snail's pace.
Okay, the Environmental Protection Agency says it's delaying the timeline for water utilities to comply with reducing some PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Now the EPA is proposing to extend the compliance deadline to 2031 for two of the most common PFAS chemicals. That's PFOA and PFOS. Long-term exposure to PFAS has been linked to certain cancers or damage to the liver and immune systems.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, the National Hurricane Center issued its first daily tropical outlook of the 2025 hurricane season this morning. And we've got some pretty good news. Tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. This hurricane season, the NHC will issue tropical outlooks twice a day until the season ends on November 30th. The first named storm of the season will be Andrea.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And Minnesota's got a squad. They are a worthy entry into the Western Conference Finals in 2025.
For the first time in franchise history, the Minnesota Timberwolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. On TNT, the T-Wolves took out the Warriors in Game 5 in Minneapolis, 121-110. Golden State lost all four games since Steph Curry went down with a hamstring injury in Game 2. Last night, Julius Randle hit 13 of 18 field goal attempts, led Minnesota with 29 points. Anthony Edwards had 22, along with 12 assists. Minnesota awaits the winner of the series between Oklahoma City and Denver. The Thunder with a 3-2 lead and a chance to win the series tonight. If the Nuggets win Game 6 at home, it would mean the T-Wolves would have 5 days off before they would have to start the Western Conference Finals. The Celtics are still alive. The Boston three-party last night.
Celtics tonight at 22 threes, and they win the elimination game over the New York Knicks in a game that Brunson fouled out of. Cornette with great rim protection and 7 block shots tonight. The Celtics win it by 25.
On TNT, the Celtics outscored the Knicks by 25 points in the second half to win the game 127-102. Luke Kornet had 7 block shots for the Celtics, who blocked the Knicks from moving into the Eastern Conference Finals. Derek White hit 7 three-pointers for Boston, scored a game-high 34 points. Jaylen Brown had 26 to go with 12 assists. Celtics trail 3-2, face another must-win in Game 6 tomorrow in New York. The winner of the series will play the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hockey, Oilers eliminated the Golden Knights with a 1-0 win in overtime. Edmonton into the Western Conference Finals. The Florida Panthers raked the Maple Leafs 6-1 to go up 3-2. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since he wrapped up a little bit about hockey there, just to give you some more context, there's two more games happening on the NHL slate tonight, two game fives to be exact. The Carolina Hurricanes will look to eliminate the Washington Capitals in advance to the ECF. That game got underway at the top of this hour, and the Hurricanes lead that series 2-1. But also later, the Dallas Stars looking to advance to the Western Conference Finals when they take on the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg at 8:30. Dallas also leads that series 3-1.
Golf's second major championship begins today and is underway. Here's the preview for you.
The PGA Championship is back at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time since 2017, and it's truly anybody's tournament this year. Rory McIlroy will try to win his second major of the season following his victory at the Masters to capture his career Grand Slam, becoming just the sixth golfer ever to do so. And while he's had the most success at Quail Hollow in his career, he is not the betting favorite this weekend. That would be world number one Scottie Scheffler. He's never won the PGA Championship, but finished tied for second 2 years ago. The other favorite is Bryson DeChambeau, who finished second last year before winning the U.S. Open later that season. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And NFL players could be heading to the 2028 Summer Olympics. League owners will consider a resolution allowing players to participate in flag football at the games in L.A. The resolution will be considered at next week's Spring League meeting in Minnesota. 24 of the NFL's 32 teams need to vote to approve the resolution for it to happen. The 2028 Summer Olympics will mark the debut of flag football as an Olympic event. Hey, listen, if you're going to prep them all the more with what the Pro Bowl games become, why not let them try out for the Olympic level?
There you go. Washington State rock climber who fell hundreds of feet has quite a survival story to share. Tom Rigotti's in.
Sheriff's search and rescue team leader Christina Woodworth describes what happened on the North Cascade Range Saturday when a metal spike four climbers were anchored to gave way.
They fell about 200 feet of pretty vertical terrain, along with probably several hundred more feet of kind of tumbling, more moderate terrain.
Three of the climbers died. But Anton Chalik told authorities after lying unconscious for hours, he woke up, untangled himself, made his way down the mountain into his car, and drove over 40 miles to a payphone to call for help, all while suffering from internal bleeding. He's now in satisfactory condition at a Seattle hospital. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Inter-Miami CF is scoring a contract extension with one of its international stars. The team announced earlier today that it has signed 2024 MLS All-Star Jordi Alba through the 27 season. The 36-year-old Spaniard says he has the desire to keep competing and keep winning. He and fellow Barcelona teammates Lionel Messi and Sergio Busquets signed with the Herons in 2023. It's believed Messi is getting close to signing an extension as well.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Up 3-1, the New York Knicks had an opportunity to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000 last night. One problem, though, the Knicks didn't show up in the second half, and Boston snagged a victory on its home court. And yes, Knicks fans, I know you may feel a bit uncomfortable today, but don't worry, as I think you'll get a Game 4 effort in Game 6, and the Knicks will end the series at MSG on Friday. I'm Zach Gelb.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/score. That's ethos.com/score.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the U.S. is putting temporary restrictions on its beef imports. This is due to a parasite case. Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
The U.S. suspending beef imports from Mexico earlier this week, a 15-day ban due to screwworm being detected in some shipments recently. The U.S. previously restricted Mexican cattle shipments from November to February for similar screwworm concerns. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service under the U.S. Agriculture Department describes the New World screwworm as a devastating pest, with fly larvae burrowing into the animal and causing damage, in this case, to livestock. It's rare in the U.S., but they can infest humans, too, with the flies attracted to and laying eggs in open wounds. House Call for Health, Elisa Brady, Fox News.
And a House bill requiring Texas hospitals to report how many illegal immigrants they treat every year is a non-starter. A parliamentary challenge from a Democrat lawmaker kept the GOP-backed measure from making it through the House on Tuesday night. Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order last year for hospitals to report on illegals among their patients. House Bill 2587 would have codified the order into law. Representative Trey Martinez Fisher of San Antonio blocked the bill by raising a point of order based on a technicality.
A lot of trouble over at United Healthcare. They are reportedly facing a criminal probe. Janine Casola has more on this story.
United Health is said to be under criminal investigation for possible Medicare fraud. The investigation is believed to be focused on its Medicare Advantage business practices. The Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department's healthcare fraud unit is overseeing the investigation. United Health suddenly replaced its CEO, Andrew Witty, this week, replacing him with its chairman and former CEO, Stephen Helmsley. The shakeup comes 5 months after the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Health's insurance subsidiary, United Healthcare. The company says in a statement it has not been notified by the Justice Department about the criminal investigation, and it stands by the integrity of its Medicare Advantage program. Janine Casola, Fox News.
And apparently being under surveillance changes how the brain operates, including in regards to negative effects on memory and cognition. That could be a bigger problem in today's world where cameras are everywhere and personal data is always up for sale. New research shows that being watched puts the brain into a constant fight-or-flight mode, something that, in addition to being stressful, could have a worse impact on those with mental illness. The latest research was conducted out of University of Technology, Sydney.
6:44. Where did the day go?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, listen, we've been talking about this story. I find it to be still very disturbing. But then again, as you kind of laid it out last hour in terms of using some very delicate rationale, a young student in Pennsylvania accused of handing out Jell-O shots to classmates. And as you pointed out, you know, I don't think his parents or whatever said, let's make some Jell-O shots and let him take them to school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're just like you said, I think they were probably sitting in the refrigerator.
They're cool.
Made or something like that.
Pretty colors.
A mistake, a dangerous mistake, CJ Papa explains.
The Greater Johnstown School District, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, says a kindergarten student at the elementary school gave out alcohol in the form of small Jell-O cups to three other students. The superintendent saying staff took immediate action once they found out. The kids were sent to the nurse's office for evaluation. EMS then took the kids to a local hospital where the district says their parents met them. It's not clear how the student got the boozy Jell-O cups, but the district says it's cooperating fully with local authorities, adding it is committed to transparency while describing it as an isolated incident. CJ Papa, Fox News.
6:45, News Radio 92.3.
Indeed.
And you know what that means? Time for traffic and weather. How's it looking?
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We've been dealing with some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. There is still congestion in that area. Not as bad as it was earlier this afternoon, but nonetheless not ideal. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 81 degrees, 74 degrees is the low tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar. High of 85 during your day Friday, and then Friday night, going to have the same low of 74.
Well, for hundreds of thousands of vehicles over a potentially dangerous brake defect. I would think so. Jeff Manasso has the explanation.
Ford is recalling over a quarter million 2022 through 24 Lincoln Navigator and Ford Expedition large SUVs over an apparent loss of brake function that could increase the risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that brake fluid in the affected vehicles may leak due to the front brake lines coming into contact with the engine air cleaner outlet pipe that may cause damage to the lines and leak. We're told that dealers will inspect and replace the front brake lines and the air cleaner outlet pipe, if necessary, free of charge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street with eyes focused on the S&P's winning streak, the Dow gaining 271 points, the S&P 500 extending the streak up 24, and the NASDAQ lost 34. President Trump's bid to abolish birthright citizenship headed to the Supreme Court today. Justices held a special hearing on the administration's request to set aside three federal court orders blocking implementation nationwide. The court's liberal justices maintain the executive order violates multiple Supreme Court precedents. Shares of United Health Group fell more than 18% at one point today following a report the Justice Department is conducting a criminal investigation into possible Medicare fraud. The Wall Street Journal says the DOJ is focusing on the company's Medicare Advantage business practices. U.S. crude oil futures for June are under $62 a barrel. That's your money now.
Well, a bipartisan bill targeting AI chip smuggling with built-in tracking systems is kind of getting a lot of traction today. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
The Chip Security Act introduced in the House of Representatives would require companies that make artificial intelligence chips to include technology that tracks the chip's location before exporting them. Backed by eight lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, it aims to curb China's access to advanced semiconductor technology amid reports about an uptick in the smuggling of chips, including those made by NVIDIA, into China. Democratic Congressman Bill Foster, one of those leading the measure, saying in a statement, "As Congress's chip designer, AI programmer, and PhD physicist, I know that we have the technical tools to prevent powerful AI technology from getting into the wrong hands." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Harvard President Alan Garber taking a pay cut after the Trump administration moved to freeze more funding to the Ivy League school. A Harvard spokesperson says Garber is taking a voluntary 25% cut for fiscal year 26 and that other top Harvard officials are doing the same. Last month, President Trump announced that he was cutting over $2 billion in funding for Harvard for allegedly refusing to battle anti-Semitism on campus. On Tuesday, the administration announced it was cutting another $450 million in funding. The university sued the administration back in April with a hearing for that lawsuit set for July.
Not everybody is cut out to go to college. And, you know, and that's okay. And that's perfectly okay because there's a lot of trade opportunities for people to partake in. As a matter of fact, companies are in need of skilled workers for trades and are turning to high schoolers. Jeff Flock has more on this one.
It's Father Judge High School, and they've got 32 welding bays where they're teaching kids how to weld. Joe Williams put this program together. There is tremendous demand out there now.
Yes, there is, and demand is only growing. Right now, we have a short deficit of welders being needed at 2,000 welders, 3,000 welders all the world globally.
Here's the deal. These kids are getting jobs immediately out of high school. Vast majority have full benefits, and there's a need right now.
All right, and a new report says wholesale prices fell last month. The producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, declined 0.5% from March to April and marked in the largest monthly drop since April of 2020. Data also found on an annual basis, the PPI rose in April by 2.4%, which is the lowest level since September of last year. The numbers follow recent declines in retail inflation as the consumer price index dropped by 2.3%, an annual increase in April from 2.4% in March.
Here's a story that you're not going to probably like very much. You will soon start to see price hikes at the nation's biggest retailer. You're talking Walmart, you know that.
Obviously.
Here's the details.
Walmart is planning to raise prices this month and early this summer, just as tariff-affected merchandise hits its store shelves. Some prices have already been increased. The country's largest retailer makes low prices its priority, but has found itself in a place it's rarely been, warning customers that costs will rise for a wide range of products. Chief Financial Officer John David Rainey.
There are certain items, certain categories of merchandise that we're dependent upon to import from other countries. And prices of those things are likely going to go up, and that's not good for consumers.
Executives say they're doing everything in their power to absorb higher costs, but Rainey says there's a limit Walmart can bear, or any retailer for that matter. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Knocking on the door of 652 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll give you some more frivolous notes, some pop culture headlines as we ease you into the end of this 6 o'clock hour, and also this Thursday evening right here once again on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Hunter Rawls, and welcome to Southern Touch Heating and Air. My brother and I started this company with a passion for the business and the customer. We're a family and veteran-owned company that's committed to bringing the essence of genuine Southern hospitality into every aspect of our business. When you call us, you won't have to hide your wallet because we don't work on commission. I urge you to find out more about our company at SouthernTouchHeatingAndAir.com. And when the time is needed, call us, Southern Touch Heating and Air.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
.655 News Radio 92.3. Glad I wore my cowboy boots today.
There it is. Not where my mind goes when I think of country music.
I saw you doing that lariat thing over there.
No, I was waving my finger like, get hyped, get hyped.
All right. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price in, looking at weather and local traffic together.
Absolutely. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, the only spot that's been lingering with issues is Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still got a little bit of backups there, but it is decreasing. So hopefully it'll go away sooner rather than later. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees right now, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, temperature-wise, going to be similar to what we had today. And there's going to be some clouds in the sky, but it's not going to be anything like looming over with a storm or anything like that. No rain chances for the next several days. Friday's high is going to be 85 with, once again, another low of 74.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, just covered your bases there. I can see what you're up to.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, Bruce Springsteen, let me tell you, the boss probably made a lot of conservatives just absolutely angry hearing this.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Here he is on stage in England just blasting and criticizing the Trump administration. This is what it sounded like.
Bruce Springsteen let his dislike of President Trump seep into his concert in Manchester, England on Wednesday. The boss told the crowd of Brits that we are living in dangerous times.
The America I've written about that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous
man. He then added, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of the American spirit to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring. Later on in the concert, according to local reports, Springsteen returned to bashing Trump. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And singer Smokey Robinson under criminal investigation in California after being accused of sexually assaulting former housekeepers. A lawsuit was filed earlier this month by four former employees of Robinson who said that they were assaulted for years. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department said that they are still in the early stages of the investigation. Robinson's wife, Frances, is also named in the lawsuit and is accused of creating a hostile work environment. A lawyer for the singer had called the allegations false and vile.
A Game of Thrones spinoff has hit the pause button, said stop it for a few days. Few years, few hours. Michelle Polino explains.
Game of Thrones fans will have to wait a bit longer to head back to Westeros as HBO Max pushed its new spinoff series, The Night of the Seven Kingdoms, to 2026. During the presentation of the trailer at the Warner Brothers Discovery Upfronts, A Night of the Seven Kingdoms is adapted from George R.R. Martin's novella, The Hedge Knight, which will follow the exploits of the knight Sir Duncan the Tall and his young squire Egg, roughly 100 years before the events of Game of Thrones and 100 years after the events of House of Dragon. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation for his new Mission Impossible movie. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is the 8th film starring Cruise as secret agent Ethan Hunt, featuring the 62-year-old actor doing his own death-defying stunts still. The film made its premiere Wednesday at the Cannes Film Festival on the French Riviera, where Cruise and his fellow cast members, including Simon Pegg and Angela Bassett, received a lengthy standing ovation. It opens in theaters on May 23rd.
I wonder if he has to answer questions to his insurance company for doing those things.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going uninsured. They're like, we're not giving you
money. Clauses on there or something that we'll cover you, but not if you're going to be jumping out of airplanes.
That's the thing. It's like we're not risking either that, or they're looking for like I don't know. He may be paying a pretty penny. They may see him as a cash cow, hoping that he doesn't get hurt.
I'm sure he has the money to cover it. Singer Chris Brown has been taken into custody in the United Kingdom. Michelle Pulino has this story for us.
Chris Brown was arrested Thursday outside Manchester's Lowry Hotel, accused of attacking music producer Abe Dia with a bottle at Tape Nightclub in London back in February of 2023, according to The Sun. Brown was held on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. Dia claims Brown struck him over the head multiple times with a bottle of Don Julio 1942, then punched and kicked him, leaving him hospitalized. Last October, Dia sued Brown over a previous alleged assault. This is the latest in a series of troubles for Brown, who pleaded guilty to felony assault in 2009 after attacking then-girlfriend Rihanna and had a 5-year restraining order issued against him in 2017 by ex-girlfriend Karrueche Tran. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Yeah, just kind of building off of that, I genuinely don't know. Like, I don't know how that guy has not gotten in more, like, trouble on a societal scale. You know, like, you always hear about cancel culture and everything.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that dude is not held to a higher standard.
He's been lucky. That's about it. Don't forget, FWC's 10th Annual Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day is coming up on Saturday. Lionfish are an invasive species that negatively impact marine life and their habitat. Celebrate LRAD at this year's Lion Fest. Over at the Harbor Walk Village in Destin. 2-day fest is free, open to the public, so check it out. Hey, see you tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio, 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio, 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.